You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm Monique Leray. Thank you for joining me on Sunday. I guess it's May Day today. So happy May Day. I was watching last night the White House Correspondents' Dinner. What a great show. I learned a lot about what they do, and I'm really excited to explore that. Maybe next year, maybe I can get invited. Who knows? there's a lot of beautiful journalistic work that's being done there, and that's kind of intriguing for me. So shout out to everyone that got an award, a scholarship. I think Trevor Noah did a great job. I'm glad it's back. It hasn't been there forever. It's the perfect marriage of like journalism and media and Hollywood. So well done over there. And I think we have the Met Gala tomorrow in New York. So shout out to all the designers and artists and talent that are going to be modeling. Can't wait to see what you guys wear. So yeah, just a couple updates. I'm doing a lot better. Thank you so much for everybody that reached out. My face is doing a lot better. I just took the week to relax and, you know, get what the help I needed with it. We'll do a follow-up to make it a little bit better. Got lots of makeup on today, but thank you so much. It could have been a lot worse. So yeah, the dog bite was a scary thing, but I'm alive and got all my faculties, if you will. So I am giving you guys an update on the Pandemic Project documentary. The next private screening will be in New York, Las Vegas and then New York this year. So we're working on that and working all the film festival circuits. And hopefully, you know, we get nominated. Hopefully somebody will pick up the film. We're excited to push that forward. As far as the international version goes, the pandemic film, I'm home this month. Resting and regrouping myself, and I can't even say the word, so I really do need to regroup. But we're going to finish off strong. We've been around the world with this thing, and now we're going to finish strong and finish one more continent, which will be, of course, Africa. And that's going to be really interesting for me. If you don't know, I'm Black, so you know that will be kind of a spiritual thing, I think, for myself from a background point of view. I've never been to the continent of Africa. So we're going to look for stories there. If you have stories in Africa, we're going to start in Morocco and work our way down through the continent and get into as many areas of the continent as we can. You know, the COVID thing is hopefully at its end, but a lot of places have little hot spots. So each country is different. Each state of the countries are different. So wherever we can get, we'll go. But I want to give some attention to each area of the world. So that's the last place we'll go. We'll start off with Iceland. I didn't get to make it to Iceland because the war broke out and had to get out of Europe. So we'll start there and then go down. What else? If you guys haven't seen the trailer, I don't know why. We got nominated again in Sweden last month. So please check it out on YouTube. It's 4 words, The Pandemic Project Documentary. And I'll be dropping the international version trailer next month. Maybe the latest it'll be July, but definitely coming soon so you guys can see what we've been up to. And yeah, I think that's it. We've got the MTV Awards gifting suite in June. If you have a brand and you're interested in that, we'd love to hear from you. And you can email me at capitalqueriesmedia@gmail.com. or DM me on Instagram. And we have a page, Cap Aquarius Media. So it's CAP Aquarius Media. So capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And yeah, so that's it. Today we have an amazing guest. It's fitting because next weekend is Mother's Day. And, you know, it's also going to be the summer. And she's going to have a birthday soon. So this is the perfect guest to have, you guys. If you ever watch my show, you know this wonderful lady. She's one of my best friends and my partner in wine, instead of crime, Leah Solberg, Family Wines.
I call it
Leah Solberg Family Wines, but it's Michael Solberg Family Wines. Leah is the owner and the daughter of Michael Solberg. How are you?
Good. How are you? Am I coming in clear? Can you hear me?
You're beautiful. Stay right there so we can see your full head. Perfect.
All right.
There you
go. All right.
So how's it going? I love it. You're giving us outdoors. It's going good. How are you?
Long time. It's Sunday fun day. So I thought, why not be outside and enjoy the weather, get some sun and
yes.
include you all outside. I don't know.
I love it. Well, you know, I'm glad that you did. And, you know, you take a time out of your weekend. I know my show sometimes at 4 o'clock on a Sunday can be cut right into family time. So thank you for making time and the family sharing you with us. Why don't you introduce your brand and tell everybody about what you do in case they don't know who you are?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. Second of all, your family. So, I mean, including you and on my Sunday is no big deal. It's a pleasure. In fact. And third, Michael Solberg Family Wines. We're a second generation family winery. We now hail out of Napa Valley. We started out in Healdsburg, California, which if you're not familiar with that, that's out of Sonoma County. And it's right next door to Napa. But since 2019, we've been producing out of Napa now. So it's created an opportunity to expand, not only with growers that we have always contracted through, but now with new contracts and even more capabilities of bringing in fantastic wines at, you know, everyday prices, which is kind of our niche. Although we have also expanded into estate and regional wines. So those tend to be a little bit more on the spendier side, but it gives you an opportunity to go through the gamut of what wines have to offer. And just because, you know, you pay $10 for a bottle of wine, doesn't mean it's not going to be fantastic. There's plenty of great wines out there that you can get for a reasonable price. But we do enjoy the fact that we are now creating estate-driven and regional-driven wines as well. So, we've created a swan song in the last year. I know that we've talked about that. When we have our mainstay, Michael Solberg Family Wines, which you can find in most markets. And then we've also been working with other people that have been wanting to dip their toes into the wine world. For example, Leah Vandahl, which you guys can Google. She is in the entertainment business. She does the Kappa Kanya wines with us. Kappa Kanya means boss. Girl or woman or
you mean this little number here?
Yeah, you can look up what Kenya means in Italian, but
yes,
you know, head person in charge, you know, and that's kind of how women are taking a leap forward into being you know, seen more, in charge more. And I think that will continue to happen as you know, society grows and expands, and you know, we're able to be more equal in all facets of life. So,
you know, that was the most eloquently put diplomatically way to say the B word. So it's boss,
right,
B-word. You know, and a lot of us, you know, are taking that power back. Like some people have, there's other derogatory words in different cultures, you know, like the N word. We take our power back with that. So, you know, a lot of people are empowering themselves by saying, oh, you meant that to be an insult? I'm going to just take it and turn it around. And women use that, the B word as well. So,
right.
If you never met Leah, you know, the other Leah, she's, like I said, a pro wrestler, WWE, and she is a powerhouse in person. I mean, she's got this energy and this inner confidence that, of course, her wine would be called Kappa Kanya. I mean, it was just... So it reflects
exactly.
her, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And on that segue, you know, if you want to be a head bee in charge, you know, and create your own brand of wine to have around the house, please reach out to us. Let's say you have a wedding coming up and you want to mark the occasion with something special. Why not create your own label and have it available at your wedding? Or let's say you're in real estate and you want to thank your new homeowners for choosing you as their listing agent. Why not have wine, not have your own wine label to thank them with, you know, so-and-so Realty, you know, even
you know
restaurants, you know, if you're looking for your own house pour. I mean, we are here, so.
I want to just pause you right there, Leah, because you're breaking up just a little. I'm going to have you log out and call back in. While you do that, I'm going to plug your website and all of it, okay? So just do that and come right back with us. Sam, send me to full screen, please. All right, you guys.
All right,
Leah will
be right back.
Okay, good. We're taking a quick little re-login break for Leah. Okay, guys, so that's right. If you want to follow Leah, she'll be right back to tell us more about wine. We're going to do a little wine 101. Wine 101. That could be cute. At Michael Solberg Family Wines, and on the website is michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. So her father was Michael Solberg. He created the label. After he passed, she's kept the family business going. As you guys know, I have a company called The Wine Caterers, and Michael Solberg Family Wines through Leah is my wine partner. We've done a lot of celebrity events, charity events, pours, celebrity pours, and a lot of custom labels. We did something for, actually I have everything right here. I'm so excited how it's organized. We did a custom label for, so shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines. If you want to follow her on Instagram, Twitter, on the website, Facebook, she's got all of them. I think she's even on TikTok. She's got a large following on TikTok, actually. I'm really proud of her there. I have to step up my TikTok game, you guys. So yeah, Capo Caña is one of the labels she did for a client, Leah Von Dahl, who you guys might know as Carmella on the WWE. So this is a great, this Chardonnay is actually really great for the upcoming summer. You'll chill this and it pairs with everything. It pairs with the wine glasses, really, they're saying, at Michael Solberg Family Wines. We are going to be doing a lot of things this summer with them. Once I get home from the last trip for the film, I'll be home and local for the summer for at least 2 months. And so we're going to really push and put our focus in on the wine stuff. So if you're not following my page at The Wine Caterers, check that out and you'll see more from us there. And so, yeah, while Leah is coming back, why don't you guys let me know what kind of wines you like? What events do you have coming up? I know a lot of people are getting engaged. There's baby showers, even though the mother can't have it. Maybe her friends can. I know that, like Leah was mentioning, there's open houses going on, you know, promotions, just celebrating, getting back to, you know, real life and getting back hopefully to a regular way of life in this endemic season that we're approaching. Hopefully we're in already. Yeah, so why don't you drop in the comments and tell us what kind of wines you like? What do you think you'll be drinking this summer? What are you drinking now? I have a little sparkling going on today for Sunday Funday. And so, yes, Mother's Day is coming up. So if you want to order some wine for Mother's Day, you're going to have to do that now so that it'll get there. If you're local to Southern California, Oregon, Washington State, Las Vegas, you'll probably get it in time if you order it right now, but you have to rush ship. So www.michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. I also want to thank all the sponsors last weekend at our first drag brunch we did here in Laguna Beach at La Casa del Camino. Thank you so much, Felton Calhoun, the GM there. Thank you so much, Michaela. She was an amazing hostess there, and the Commodore. Michael was amazing there. All the people that helped. Thank you so much, all the sponsors. All right, there she goes. She's back.
Okay.
All right, Leah. Hey there. Okay, that's better. Can you lean to your right? Because it's a little bit like bright.
There we go. I came inside, so sorry, y'all.
Okay, yeah, the window's too bright, so if you could just push it. Can you go in the other direction? Sorry, we're going to get it together.
Yeah.
There
we go.
Okay.
There we go.
There you go. Yeah, and do it some more, but go to your left even more because we want. There you go, my dear. There okay, great. Want to see you, not the light. All right, great. Oh, we have a lively show, you guys. These last two shows have been lively. I got bit by a dog the last one. I was doing on air.
You were live when that happened?
Well, I had to go live right after. So it happened, and I literally had like an hour before my show was starting or something like that. All right.
So Leah, see me now.
Yeah, we just need you to tilt it up because your head's cut off now. So there you go. All right. Hey, guys, this is still the startup, right?
That's right. You know, we're going to get it right one day,
but, you know, it is what it is. All right. So, Leah, I was plugging your website so people could find you. And why don't you update us on some – I know that you're saying that you're doing a more moderately priced, high-level, higher-end priced bottling, which is really exciting because it seems like, you know, your more approachable, cost-effective pours are always pairing well with just a glass, you know. But now that you're doing that, you also have something for everybody, which we love to see it. What else do you look forward to this summer from Michael Solberg Family Wines?
Well, we've been working on a lot of different things. I'm actually looking into, you know, the whole NFT genre of commerce. I don't even know what to call it just yet. The metaverse.
Yeah, it's a new thing that you're doing, but you're going to incorporate NFT.
I've actually been working with, can you see me? a gallery. On an idea which is in fruition right now, so there's not too much that I can say at the moment about it, other than it's going to kind of be, the idea is art meets NFT meets wine. We'll just kind of say it like that.
Let's just leave it like that because we want you to.
And so, yeah. As that's developing. We'll definitely give you more information. It's going to be new, innovative. Nobody's ever done anything like this, I don't think, before to this degree. I mean, I think there's different things coming out as far as, you know, you can own a digital pixelated bottle of, you know, like Opus One, for example. I've noticed that they're getting it into the NFT. It's going to be different than that. But definitely want to take advantage of this whole new crypto world, which I'm not sure if people are familiar with, like what cryptocurrency is, or I don't know how to get myself in there. There we go. Cryptocurrency, which is it's a medium of exchange on the digital blockchain, which a blockchain is like a digital contract. And almost a register, like a check register. So you create a digital artwork called an NFT on this crypto blockchain, and you get these contracts that make you the owner to this digital art. Well, you know, we are looking to take that further than that. So we'll definitely keep you posted. And it's kind of more, you know, on the lines of your own personal, you know, wine label at home that you can share with your friends. But it's not just going to be, you know, a digital thing. It could be something that is more tangible. So
sure. Yeah. That's good that you integrate tangibility with the future, because, you know, you need to be able to hold your wine, darling. And while you were gone, I had a little, have a little sparkling. I'm only doing it in these goblets now.
Cheers.
Yay. Okay. Cheers. You guys to Michael Solberg. Let's do a little cheers. Is that the Chardonnay?
Actually, it's a little sparkling. It's Sunday, same, you know, brunch.
Same. Like mine's like, I'm excited because you're going to be helping me pour in June for the MTV Award gifting suite in Hollywood. So we'll break that news here. We're gonna have all Solberg wines there. I'm so excited. Thank you for being consistent and always giving us the best in the wine industry. One of my favorites anyway. So you'll be helping me pour, myself and Marty, and that's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. I'm going to be bringing down some of our Russian River Chardonnay, which just received really good accolades. And if it matters to the drinker, high points. So we're in the high 90s.
Go ahead and brag about it.
Chardonnay. So I'm super excited to kind of bring that out. Since it's so new to the market, it's not available everywhere yet. So yeah, I think people will be excited to try that, especially since it's summertime. And, you know, it's a lighter, refreshing, you know, varietal. I'm also going to bring probably some rosé down there, our Cabernet Sauvignon, of course. And we'll have the Kappa. That's down a proud. So if
and the Kappa Kanya.
If trying the Kappa, that will be
yes.
there as well. So we're excited.
It's a crowd.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a crowd pleaser. I'm sorry. Your rosé. Listen, I always, and I usually take pictures of the bottles when we're done with the event, but this time it went so fast. And I'm like, all right, Leah, I'm happy to report there's not one bottle standing. I mean, all men are down. All men are down. There's not one to bring back. People
that's what we like.
Crave your wine.
Yeah, that's what we like. You know, bringing wines to the market that I feel like are palate friendly. They're, you know, you bring it and everybody's going to enjoy it. It's not so... like geared towards just the you know bougie wine drinker. We like to include right. everybody, you know, because wine is such a beautiful thing. It's art in a bottle. So
it really is the art of vino catered, and it is art in the bottle. And you know, I wanted to ask you this, like, because you were talking about Russian River, and you know, I really, really love a place where I feel like I need to spend a little bit more time is Calistoga. The water over there, there's something special that goes on there, because even they do like the mud clay things over there.
It's the minerality.
There's something.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, and there's something in the terroir there that is just. I don't know. It's just different from anywhere else in California. And I noticed it when I was there. What do you think? What were you saying?
Well, yeah, I definitely think it's the soil, you know, the minerality of the soil in Calistoga and the St. Helena, Napa area that makes it. That's why Napa and that whole area has been on the map since, you know, I guess what was it, the tasting in France or?
the bottle shock.
Yeah.
Shock. Yeah, when they won. That's right.
You know, that whole area where those wines were coming out of. I'm not sure if the winner exactly came out of. I don't quote me on that one, but I know a lot of the wines that were involved in that competition came out of that whole area. And that was what was so surprising, I think, to the French drinkers,
the song,
you know, just yeah. how complex that structure had become that they weren't aware of, you know, so and just the capabilities of the California winemakers.
And, you know, I think things have shifted a little. I haven't been since the pandemic, and I'm going to probably wind up going this summer because, like I was telling you, we're gonna be staying summer. It's going to be the summer of wine, of staying local, and we're really going to put our head down and, you know, get this thing that we've been talking about and kind of poking at but never really fully doing. But so we'll have to meet up there. But I think, like, I want to go up there also and talk to some of the wineries that I've met and see how they're doing. Because, you know, after the fires and then the pandemic, there's just so many changes. And I know people had to scale down. And you are a prime example, and you could share as much or as little as you want, of how you've had to maneuver and change in this time. I'm wondering how it's going to affect the taste, having less people, having less, you know, attention to the vines. What do you think? Do you think we're going to notice it on our tables?
Well, there's a lot of layers to that.
You big
know,
question.
First of all, you know, with the fires, like for example, right now we are not releasing our latest vintage of Merlot. We are waiting till our next vintage is ready to release. Because the fires and the smoke, unfortunate, the smoke taint that was created because of that made it, you know, where it wasn't going to be
no
the right thing to do.
not considerable.
But you don't want to have barbecue wine. You don't want barbecue wine.
Right. So, you know, those kind of things, as well as, you know, COVID affecting not only cost of goods, from glass to cardboard for cases, but, gas prices. So all of those things, I think will affect what is being brought to the table on some level. I think also, in my opinion, because of what we've been going through with, you know, the pandemic and so many other layers of nuances going on worldwide, you know, for better or for worse, it will affect what you see not only in the supermarkets, because you're going to see monopoly wine, you know, so it's kind of the same wine, different labels, unfortunately, and smaller productions are being pushed out more and more to mom and pop shops, which are being bought up as well. So these things are kind of sad to see. Which I think that's why it's so important to be really supporting your small family wineries at this point, or you're just smaller conglomerates, because they are struggling. Because also you've got to add in that there hasn't been a lot of restaurants open, so any by the glass pours, things like that, have been struggling because restaurants have not been opening, or they've been running at a low capacity, which some offer opportunities to buy wines by the bottle to take home with you during the pandemic, but not everybody had the licensing to do that. So all of those things have affected what you see now, I believe, in restaurants and on the menu. As we get more and more out of what has been occurring, I think people and family wineries will start being able to get their wines back on by the glass pours and whatnot. The bigger conglomerates were able to weather the storm a bit better because of having that capital to be able to maneuver easier through all of this, what has been going on. A lot of small wineries have either A, gone out of business during this, or B, have been bought up by corporations, for example, like Constellation. Whether they carry that name still, yada yada family wines, doesn't mean necessarily that's who's running the show anymore. So definitely do some research and support those smaller wineries, because that's the real art. That's the real wine. You're not just getting, for lack of a better term, juice with different labels on it. Corazon Winery in Napa. I mean, Kathy Corazon makes fantastic wines. Lang and Reed. I mean, there's Moritzen. That's a sixth-generation family winery. They used to just grow. Now they also make their own wines. Melville Wines down in Santa Barbara. I mean, look into these wineries. Support those wineries. Even if it is a little bit more, it's worth it, because you're getting beautifully made wines that, you know, you're going to enjoy and be able to share with people. And it matters to these people. It matters to these families. You know,
So you're supporting, kind of supporting diversity.
Answer to the original question.
Well, no, it's perfect, because, you know, we were discussing this offline the other day about how deep it really goes, and you guys are going to see the difference. I mean, like you said, you know, hey, God bless the big conglomerates. We're not knocking them, but if you want diversity in your wine, you don't want just the same thing. I don't want to eat a salad every day. You know, I don't want to drink orange juice every day. I want variety in my life. And so
I don't want to eat Cheerios every day. I want different,
you know, that's right. You want all different types of cereal. And so, you know, this is now the time to, if you do have something coming up, if someone got engaged, if there's a wedding, if there's a baby shower, if there's, maybe you spend a little bit more and you support one of these wineries that Leah has suggested, or you go to michaelsoberfamilywines.com, darling.
And just support us. Yeah.
Top of Pina and some Michael Sober, because the difference between, why don't we tell everybody the difference in case they're novice wine connoisseur, or, you know, just a wino, like, you know, like me. So, Michael Sober Family Wine sources grapes from all around California and bottles it and packs it and ships it out to you. And he keep the cost low because she does not have a winery, not acres of land.
Micro vineyards at the facility, right. But it's you know, not enough to facilitate the amount that we are producing. So absolutely have to look to, work with contracted farmers. And some of them, that's all they do. They don't even really make wines other than maybe personal in-house stuff. But a lot of them are just doing the growing. And then we come in and harvest and do the full gamut from start to finish, and get it out there to everybody for their enjoyment. And, very passionate about keeping this legacy and tradition going, and hopefully having my sons grow up and being able to take over and carry on, you know, the family wines. So that's
Dean and Landon, that would be so cool to see them, you know, in the just on the tractor or something, like,
right.
It'll be so cool.
They're already learning all that hard equipment. So, we've got them running the big stuff. So
I love it. I can't wait. So, like, listen, guys, Lee and I behind the scenes are also working on other things. Like, we can't really tell them about our couple ideas that we have, because one of them, I've never seen anyone do that, but we can tell them about the grape stomp that we want to put together, right? Like, I've been wanting to do a grape stomp for like years. So we're gonna make that happen somehow, right?
Yeah. So that's another thing that we're gonna try to do down in, I'm hoping, LA Palm Springs area. We'll see what works the best. And get some action in the great stomping novelty of it all, and
how
I think that'll be a lot of fun for people. So
cheers, Lee. Hold on, we gotta do another drink because it's Sunday and my mouth is dry. Guys, if you're not following Leah Solberg from Michael Solberg Family Wines, do that, please. Michael Solberg from Wines. It's right here in the Chiron. And she's killing it on TikTok, guys. I'm proud of her because she's a mom of two. And I don't know how she has time for TikTok. I'm lagging. I think I got a houseplant, so I don't know what my excuse is.
I haven't actually been TikToking as much lately.
Badly. I'm proud of you, though. You have a lot of fun.
So many projects are on the table that it's just... it hasn't been as much of a focus. And honestly, creatively, I feel like this last year I've been like,
let's talk about that.
You know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean. I mean, like I said, you've been through a lot of personal stuff. I've got a few personal things that I've been dealing with lately. So it's life comes at you. And I think that kind of thing drains on your creativity, like portion of your brain, like when you're dealing with other family stuff or whatever, you know, things people are dealing with. But
worldwide pandemics, wars.
Worldwide pandemics, people shooting and blowing people up in their country for no reason. Yeah, protest. It's a lot. We are definitely needing more Michael Sober Family Wines in our homes for sure. And Capo
Pony. I tell you what.
guys?
We're here to help.
We're here to help. You know, and I just figured that since it's about to be the summer, we really have to just embrace the good times and stop judging each other. I know that a lot of people like to throw the term around like alcoholic and all these things, but my kind of rationality on that is, if I'm not driving a car and I'm not taking care of kids, why can't I drink? I get work done. Right?
Well, in the words of Johnny Depp, isn't every hour happy hour?
Cheers. Oh, now we're quick. Okay. Shout out to Johnny Depp.
I mean, you know.
I'm not even going to touch that situation at all. I'm not touching it.
But I have to agree.
The trial, I never knew I needed. I mean, that's absolutely greatly. I like that one.
I can vibe with that.
Let's talk about this, because I'm headed to South Africa for the pandemic film.
Yep.
And that'll be the last, you know, area that we're going to on this. I mean, we might go to New Zealand. We get some more coins. We'll see. But we're going to start off Iceland, go straight down. Yeah. So what do you know about South? I'm putting you on the spot here. But what do we know about South African wine? And are we, like, are we curious about that? Or even, like, some wines in New Zealand? Like, what do we think about? Because those are the only two areas we haven't been
South
besides
African
Antarctica.
And New Zealand wines are the bomb. I don't know if people still use that word, but they're fantastic. They're totally underrated wines that people need to go out and discover. Absolutely. Do I have any offhand that I can think of? Tiki Sound, believe is out of New Zealand. They have some really great wines. I'm trying to think of some South African. You know, I can link you to some.
Well, think about it. We've got a month. I'm not leaving until after our event, June 6th or 7th. So that would be amazing. So we'll reach out to them.
Absolutely. Australian wines as well. They got a bad rap. I believe it was, what was it? Not Barefoot, but Yellowtail. That's what it was. You know, bless their heart, but they did it in for the, I feel like, the Australian market for a lot of years. I feel like now people are starting to wake up and realize, you know, Australia is a fundamental player in the wine world, as well as New Zealand and South Africa. So I'm excited for you to go down there and try those wines, because absolutely,
I love it.
They're all
just to get a wine field trip and a film a film trip. I two birds with one stone. Yes,
right,
maybe
right.
I'll bring you some goodies back. You know,
absolutely.
some gems. But I'm excited to try that, and I wonder, you know, because their winter is right now. Mm-hmm. So I wonder how, you know, with all the extreme weather and the global warming situation, how it's affecting, you know, harvesting the terroir, the soil. You know, how's it affecting things on a global level? Have you heard anything from other places around the world? Like, are they? Some vines I saw were frozen. Like, they couldn't even
harvest.
So
I believe it was over in France recently. They were having to do, you know, light the, they bring out torches, for lack of a better word, and keep the vineyards warm that way. Which is, at night is beautiful, but it's so bittersweet because it's, that's their livelihood. And if those vines don't make it, you know, that's a whole harvest that is down the tubes. I know, you know, here in California, the Northwest area, we had a frost recently. I don't think it's going to affect things too terribly, but we'll see. You know, it does send the buds into shock. You know, they don't know what's going on. They think, oh, it's time. No, it's not time. So now we're dormant again. So, you know, and on point with, like, South Africa, you know, with the wine needing lots of water and droughts happening, they're looking on, you know, different ways that is eco-friendly to keep those vineyards watered, you know, with non-potable wines, which we do here as well in California. And, you know, not drinking, you can't drink that water, but we're using it, recycling it back in and using it for the vineyards, doing what we can to be sustainable on our farming.
Great.
And, you know, not using pesticides and bad stuff that we don't want in our bodies. Our vineyards. So it's super important to us to be very sustainable and eco-economic friendly. I mean, I feel like eco-capitalism is really what we need to look forward for the future. You know, there's enough pie for everybody. We just need to figure out, how do we do this in conjunction with being, you know, environmentally, you know, conscientious as possible. So
I love that.
Better for our future, better for our kids, our grandchildren. I mean, we don't want to all messed up.
Well, amen. I mean, you and I are all, you're wobbly. Stay focused, because these are going to be two great questions here as we wind down the last. Wind down. Cheers. Hey, wind down.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, it's on my phone. I'm like having to hold it and move around. I was trying to get my computer.
Speaking of sustainability, and I want to talk to you about that. What do you think about moving indoors hydroponically, like the greenery that a lot of us support? I mean, why, since the climate has changed, why haven't we moved indoors with the grapes yet? I know you're a pioneer, so you're your father's daughter. So what do you think about that?
I do think that is going to be a future to look into. I already know that I've talked to people in South Korea that are growing it. I mean, they're growing melons the size of people. Huge, huge. Actually, I met one of them. You were there one time. I'll have to go back through. But he, I can't remember his name, but he's from South Korea, I remember. And that's kind of a focus of his that
One of the gifting sweets? I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. And that fruit he was growing was amazing. Yeah. So I
would love to go to South Korea. I hear it's actually lovely.
Yeah. I think that they're very much onto something. I think that that's probably not just him looking into that. That's probably something that's becoming more and more of a collective thought, to where it absolutely will be something executed, I think, in the future as far as grape growing goes.
Let's pick that conversation up, guys. If you are in the hydroponic mix and you're looking to expand to wine grapes, Leah and myself are always looking for the next best futuristic thing that's going to help the industry and the planet and our pocketbooks. And I think everything can be true at the same time. All right. Speaking of sustainability for now, I'm looking at these two packages. I really enjoyed this Path Water. Shout out to Path. It's a reusable can. You can use a Sharpie and write on it. And I'm loving the packaging. And it looks like it's all aluminum. And I know how you feel about plastics and certain substances that aren't glass. I know how you feel, because Leah is a stickler when it comes to her wine, touching anything that's not glass, okay, everybody? She wants you to taste the love. And anything that's not glass, she feels it takes away. And I already know that, and I can't talk her out of it because I respect the hell out of that. But we had the glass shortage with all of this cost of war, cost of pandemic, cost of bull. We have to look at other things. What do you think about maybe some other utilities that we could use to package the wine?
You know, I've thought a lot about that. You know, the cardboard, there's that Boda box. They do the cardboard box. You know,
yep.
I think the quality is sustained, the longevity of quality, obviously. But if it's going to be, you know, a young wine, I mean, why not? Why not?
Why not? Cheers, why not?
Right. Aluminum cans, that's obviously a thing now. There was initially a thing with the lining of the aluminum cans for the wine that wasn't cohesive. They were kind of counteracting each other. That's now been figured out, and a lot of the aluminum internal parts is not creating that same kind of metallic flavor. I've even thought about like adult juice, like Capri Suns, you know what I mean?
Of course. Why are we doing, why haven't we done that 2 years ago? Like, or hemp even. I know that hemp might have a certain flavor, but maybe if you extract some of that. Adult Capri Suns, guys. We have to go patent that now. We got to go do that today. Right? Like, right.
Get some feedback.
Oh, something's going on with the connection, guys. I'm going to let Lee fix your mic. You guys, while Leah's fixing her mic, we just have a few more minutes of the show. Follow Leah Solberg at Michael Solberg Family Wines, or you can follow my page, which I would love it. I have a couple pages on Instagram at The Startup with Monique Lorray. That's MoniqueLore, or at the, at Capricorius Media, or at there's a lot of them. Capricorius Media, The Startup with Monique Lorray, The Wine Caterers, Monique Lorray Stinson, whichever you want. There's a lot of other things coming, a lot of things that will be on the shelf. We're talking about wine today. All right, Leah.
You were a little bit breaking up, and I was like, I better just log back in.
Beautiful. So listen, we have a couple more minutes. Why don't you, in 60 seconds, tell everybody where they can find you and how much they need to spend to get that wine on their table tonight, or this time next week, maybe for Mother's Day.
Okay, well, you can find us at michaelsolbergwines.com. We have our shopping cart up, but get a hold of us if you're interested in buying personal wines for the house. We can get that to you. And then you can look us up on Instagram, Michael Solberg Wines. I lost you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Leah. You know what, guys? Be in contact with me. Thank you so much for being here, Leah. And we'll see you next time. She's having too many technical problems, but that's all right. Her wine still is amazing, guys. Also, if you're a WWE fan, Capo Caña Wines by Carmella. Who knew? She's a wrestler and wine a Vandal, a.k.a. Carmella. Love your wines and keep up the good work. Thank you, Leah, so much. You guys, I think we are going to be at the Wine Fest. I've got to check the calendar and see if it'll work. Shout out to Cher. They're at the LA Wine Fest. We go every year, but these two films have just been occupying everything. So I'm trying to find some balance here to get that going. What else? Let's see. We have the gifting suite. We are going to try to pre-tape this summer. So like I said, from like July 1st, around maybe the end of June, July 1st, actually, I think from July 3rd, maybe till September, we will be either on reruns, well, a combination of reruns or pre-tapes. I'm going to, for the first time in my adult entrepreneurial life, I've been working for 30 years now, I'm 44, so I've been working since I'm 14 years old. I'm gonna take an adult summer, like an actual proper European summer, adult summer, whatever you guys actually call it, like actual proper 8 weeks off. So that's what I'm going to be doing for myself to revamp and then come back rah, real tight, real focused and rebalanced for the fall for all the stuff that we're doing. But yeah, so you guys will see all fresh shows unless I'm traveling, but it looks like July 3rd through, I might even bump it up because we're traveling. So I'll let you guys know. But there will be a proper 8 weeks where I am not going to be here live with you. So either be a pre-tape or a rerun of all our fabulous shows. Yes, this is The Startup, and we sometimes our technical stuff gets crazy, but we keep it real here. I mean, this is what it looks like. You know, Leah is a mother of two, a wife, and a small business owner. And sometimes, you know, things get, I think last show we had Aisha from the Aisha Life in her car taking her son to a game for practice or a game. And and I was at a drag brunch getting bit by dogs. So that's just the way our show goes, guys. But what will you start up today? I can't wait to see you next week. And be well. See you next week.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Lorray, only on LA Talk Radio.